Sophie Kyle, come boast in your Savior.
Hi, my name is Sophie Kyle. I have grown up going to church every week that taught the gospel. Until I was in seventh grade, I went to the same church. Because of this, a sense of pride grew in me because I knew all the answers to my teacher's questions, and I knew a lot of people because I had been raised in the church. When I was 10, I was reading a devotional that had the sinner's prayer at the bottom. I prayed and told my parents that I asked Jesus into my life. I heard from other people's testimonies that they felt a weight lifted off their shoulders, but I didn't feel that. I thought about it for a while, and after a week or so, I shrugged it off and never thought about it again. As time went on, I began to think that every time I did something wrong, I could lose my salvation. I continually asked the Lord into my heart with tears in my eyes because I didn't want to go to hell. I thought that maybe if I did a good work, it would even it out for my sins. I constantly tried to do good works for others around me, hoping that it was enough. I got into middle school, and at the end of seventh grade, my parents told me the worst thing that I had ever heard. We were going to be moving 1,000 miles away from everything I knew, all the way to Arizona, where I knew nothing and no one. I was crushed. I blamed my dad for making us move, and my attitude towards him began to spiral downwards. I gave him little to no respect. I began to stop caring about my actions, and whenever I was confronted about it, I would use the move as an excuse. That same year, I broke my ankle in 3 places where I needed to get 4 screws put into my bone. Great, a move and a broken bone. I was so confused. I tried to figure out what God was doing in my life. Once we got here, we immediately began to try to find a new church. I had a closed heart and mind towards this. I didn't want to make new friends. When we got to Grace, I went to student ministries. I was asked what I was reading in the Word. I had no idea what to say because I never read. After that, I began to read my Bible, but for the wrong reasons. I didn't want to look bad in front of my peers. I knew that it was necessary from our discipline discussions we have every week, but I never actually considered them. Every time I was in the Word, I read it, but I didn't try to understand it. My heart was hard towards everything I was reading. When I came back from camps, I would be on a camp high, as Smedley Yates warned us about one camp. I would be motivated to read my Bible, but after a week or so of being back, I'd stop and idolize otherworldly things over lasting things. After a year or so of being in Arizona, my friend Emily asked me if I wanted to go to camp called Worldview, a camp where they teach you how to evangelize to people. At camp, I came to the realization that I may not be saved. As we were talking about the gospel and how it should affect our life and what our life should look like if we were a Christian, I noticed that I only had a few of the traits our speaker said. I began to evaluate my life as soon as I got back and began to read the Word intentionally and try to live my life for Christ. I started reading 1 Peter. In sixth grade, I was in a Bible study that studied the book, but I never actually listened. And in seventh grade, I had to memorize it, and I never took the time to even apply it to my life. I was clearly very hard-hearted before this. 1 Peter 1:6 through 7 says, "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes through, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." This showed me that I was not strong in my faith when I was told we were going to move. This event changed my life. If I had not moved, I would not have realized the sin that I was stuck in. My heart would still be hard towards the truth, and I would not have the relationships I have with my friends and family as I do now. As I read the Word more and began taking it seriously, I realized the magnitude of my sin. I noticed that before, I made sin sound small, but after reading Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," it reinstated me that my sin separated me from Christ, and I should never diminish the weightiness of it. In chapter 5, verse 6, it says that while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. God sent his Son to die a brutal death on a cross for rebels like me. I never understood the magnitude of my sin until I read this. My sin was so great that it hung a perfect, spotless man on a cross when I fully deserved it, and 3 days later rose from the dead. Because of this, I am here to be baptized to boast in what my Savior has done and will do in my life.
Sophie, based on your profession of faith, it's my pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.